News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we take you into the fascinating world of Naga cuisine. Jenny, a connoisseur of traditional Naga food, will guide us through the heart of these unique culinary traditions. We'll also bring you a special report from Arunachal Pradesh, where World Bee Day 2025 was celebrated with great enthusiasm. And in Nagaland, the agriculture and livestock sectors are receiving a major boost with the inauguration of a new veterinary college block and a substantial financial package. So let's begin our journey in Tripura, which is buzzing with joy, quite literally. A tigress at Sefai Jila Zoo has given birth to three cubs. The Royal Bengal Tiger pair, brought from West Bengal last year, has been a major attraction, and their growing family brings new excitement and hope for conservation efforts. Here is more from our Agartala correspondent Kunal Shinde on this remarkable moment that has the entire state roaring with delight.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
A joy reminiscent after a newborn takes birth in one's family has descended in Tripura since the news of a tigress who gave birth to three cubs spread thick and fast across various quarters of the society in the state. It was in February last year, a pair of Royal Bengal Tigers was brought from West Bengal at the Sipahi Jala Zoo in Tripura. Since these big cats were brought to the Sipahi Jala Zoo, they have been at the center of attraction for the various visitors thronging from various corners of the state and country. It was on 11th of this month, the zookeepers who had been keeping a close watch on the enclosure of the tiger cited that Tejal, the female tigress, giving birth to three cubs. Incidentally, when the female tigress was delivering the cubs, the male tiger, Shera, had entered his enclosure to have the food served to him by the zoo attendant. In an impromptu move, the zoo attendant, after informing his higher officials of the zoo, closed the door of the enclosure where Shera was having his meal. While expressing happiness on the increase in the tiger population in the zoo, director of the Sipahi Jala Zoo, Biswajit Das, said, "The zoo has since May 11 prohibited entry of visitors at the tiger enclosure and the entire area has been covered with a long green cloth fencing."
Last year we could bought one pair of tiger from North Bengal. So this pair only, they gave birth three tiger cubs on 11th May 2025, this month only. So after the birth, the first action we have taken is to completely make the enclosure off display. So that means visitors are not allowed. The objective is to have a less disturbance to the mother. And we have so far 11 CCTV camera installed in the night shelter as well as in the paddock area of the enclosure. So our staff is looking after and monitoring the movement and everything, every aspect of the mother and cubs 24/7.
Akashwani spoke with veterinary of the zoo who said that the mother tigress and her three cubs are doing fine.
Out of three members, two numbers quite healthy and one are quite weak. But accordingly, that all the that health overall health condition is good. And my mother also taking care of the three of the cubs. And I asked different zoos and different all over India. They asked that they told that it is a normal phenomenon that all the times last cub always in the weak. If this mother will take care, don't worry about that one.
The efforts of the Sipahi Jala Zoo authorities towards conservation of wildlife is yielding positive results, as is exemplified from rise in tiger population. And it seems the day is not far when this particular zoo will have more such endangered species which are found in other big zoos of the country and create a niche for itself. With Avijit Bardhan, this is Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Agartala.
World Bee Day 2025 was observed globally on Tuesday, May the 13th. This year's theme, Bee Inspired by Nature to Nourish Us All, highlights the vital role bee plays in sustaining our agri-food systems and biodiversity. In Arunachal Pradesh, the day was commemorated with great enthusiasm in Nahalagun, where the Arunachal Pradesh Bee and Honey Mission hosted a vibrant event. It brought together bee farmers, agricultural experts, and officials to discuss sustainable beekeeping practices and the challenges of conserving these buzzing alleys. Here is a report from our Itanagar correspondent, Rakesh Dole.
Bees play a crucial role in maintaining the balance of our ecosystem and ensuring global food security. As natural pollinators, they are responsible for the fertilization of nearly 75% of flowering plants and around 35% of the crops we consume daily, including fruits, vegetables, nuts, and oilseeds. The pollination services are essential not only for food production, but also for preserving biodiversity and supporting habitats for other wildlife. However, the populations are declining due to habitat loss, pesticide use, climate change, monoculture, and diseases. To raise awareness of the importance of these pollinators, the threats they face, and their contribution to sustainable development, the United Nations has designated May 20 as World Bee Day. On Tuesday this week, the world observed the World Bee Day 2025 with the theme Be Inspired by Nature to Nourish All, highlighting the critical role they play in agri-food system and health of our planet's ecosystem. In Arunachal Pradesh, the World Bee Day was also observed at Nahalagan by the Arunachal Pradesh Bee and Honey Mission. The event featured a comprehensive PowerPoint presentation on beekeeping activities, showcasing collaborative efforts with various agriculture and allied departments. The presentation highlighted the progress made and challenges faced in promoting scientific beekeeping practices across the state. Speaking to Prasar Bharati, Coach Rinya, Director of Horticulture, said that individuals can contribute to bee conservation in simple yet impactful ways. She said that the celebration aimed at sustainable beekeeping, pesticide regulations, and the need for a unified branding strategy
is basically to acknowledge the contributions of bees and beekeepers hamare ecology ke sustainability ke liye aur hamare economy ke liye. So unka contributions ko acknowledge karna aur jo threats hai bees ko usko hum log reflect karna aur aage ke liye dekhna is for generation of awareness. Aaj ke din pe hum logo ko hum as an individual hum kya kar sakte hain wo sab aspects ko bhi hum gaur karte hain ki sustainable agriculture ke liye hum log kaise kam se kam पेस्टिसाइड्स यूज करें और यूज करें तो भी मतलब जब ब्लूमिंग के टाइम पे ना करें ऑल दो स्मॉल स्मॉल केयर स्मॉल स्मॉल इंडिविजुअल डिसीजन एंड चॉइसेस दैट वी कैन मेक उन सब चीजों के भी गौर करने के आज के दिन जो है और सबके एजुकेशन देने के लिए आज जो है दिन बैठे हैं.
The program brought together bee farmers, agricultural experts, department officials, representatives from NABARD, and stakeholders from allied sectors, all united in their mission to promote and protect the vital roles of bees in biodiversity and food security. For Norris Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
In a significant boost to Nagaland's agriculture and livestock sectors, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, recently inaugurated the administrative cum academic block of the College of Veterinary Sciences and Animal Husbandry, part of the Central Agricultural University, IMFAL, at Jalukhi. He also announced a comprehensive financial package and several supportive measures aimed at strengthening the state's agri and allied sectors. Our Kohima correspondent Mary has more details.
Union Minister Mr. Chauhan, addressing the gathering, highlighted Nagaland's unique agricultural and livestock potential and announced a financial assistance package of over 338 crore rupees for the state's agri-development. He urged the state government to draft a comprehensive action plan to utilize the fund, assuring full support from the centre.
25-26 में यहाँ के बागवानी से लेकर बाकी सब चीजों के पर काम के लिए मैकेनाइजेशन पटरा पोर्टा अलग अलग जितने काम है उनके लिए 300 38 करोड़ 83 लाख रुपए की हमने स्वीकृति दी है। ये 338 करोड़ 83 लाख रुपया इन कामों पर खर्च किए जाएंगे, जो नागालैंड के किसान की बेहतरी के लिए या खेती की बेहतरी के लिए काम करेंगे। खेती के साथ पशुपालन को जोड़ना पड़ेगा, अकेली खेती से काम नहीं चलेगा, इसलिए पशुपालन, मछली पालन, मधुमक्खी पालन, एग्रो फॉरेस्ट्री, समेकित खेती, उसके लिए भी भारत सरकार प्रयास राज्य सरकार के साथ मिलकर करेगी।
The minister called upon the Nagaland state government to set up district-level scientific teams which will regularly engage with farmers in villages, aiming to bring grassroots insights into policy-making. Mr. Chauhan further pledged support to startups and entrepreneurship. He also visited the farmers' fair and exhibition stalls and engaged directly with farmers. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan, who presided over the event, stressed the importance of scientific approaches and collaboration to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
The importance of better education cannot be overstated. Healthy livestock management is integral to the sustainable agriculture, food security and economic resilience. I reaffirm our government's commitment and support for better education, scientific advancement and inclusive agricultural growth.
Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang also underlined the need for research-based farming and technical innovation to transform the region's agricultural economy. The event saw enthusiastic participation from over 600 farmers and nearly 100 officials from both state and central governments. For Northeast Diary, this is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And friends, the Press Information Bureau in Gangtok recently hosted a media workshop titled Vartalap, aimed at strengthening the government-media interface. And here is a report.
The Press Information Bureau, PIB Gangtok, organized a regional media workshop titled Vartalap on Monday, bringing together media professional and government official to enhance communication and tackle issues like fake news and misinformation. The workshop featured three insightful sessions and was graced by Kripa Shankar Yadav, ADG PIB Northeast Zone, as chief guest. He emphasized the need for strong government-media synergy in an era of information warfare, urging citizens to rely on verified source and not forward unverified social media content.
So, this fact-check ka jo samasya aayi, ab wo badh rahi hai, to agar maan lijiye कि कल को किसी के साथ ऐसी समस्या हो, हर आदमी की हर जगह तक पहुंच ना हो, तो उसके लिए फिर खड़ा होता है कि फिर ऐसे कि कैसे उसको उपयोग किया जाए। तो जो भी लोग हो, उसके लिए आज की तारीख में जरूरी है कि फैक्ट चेक यूनिट तक कैसे पहुंचा जाए। तो प्रेस इंफॉर्मेशन ब्यूरो की अपनी एक यूनिट है आपके सिक्किम में, इनका संपर्क आपके स्टेट गवर्नमेंट का जो इन्फॉर्मेशन डिपार्टमेंट पीआर डिपार्टमेंट में उनसे भी है, ऑल इंडिया रेडियो, दूरदर्शन, जितने मीडिया यूनिट्स हैं उनसे भी जुड़े रहते हैं, सारे पत्रकारों से आपस में जुड़े रहते हैं। तो एक प्रकार से एक ऑर्गेनाइज सिस्टम या सेक्टर तैयार होता है कि जिसके माध्यम से अगर आप चाहते हैं कि यह इन्फॉर्मेशन गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया से रिलेटेड है, मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्ट से रिलेटेड है, इसको चेक कहां से किया जाए फैक्ट को तुरंत, तो उस तरह की चीज के लिए आपको पीआईबी से भी जुड़े रहें। और ये नेटवर्किंग का एक प्रकार का आज का जो वार्तालाप का ये उद्देश्य है, ये एक प्रकार का बेसिकली मीडिया के बीच, वैसे तो पूरी तरह से ये माना जाता है कि दे आर वेल इन्फॉर्म्ड, हर आदमी तक उनकी पहुंच भी है और पहुंच भी जाएंगे, लेकिन इसके बावजूद ये है कि समस्या आती है कि हर चीज का निरंतर डेवलपमेंट और परिवर्तन होता रहता है, होते रहना भी चाहिए सर।
राजीव गोगाई फ्रॉम द बोटनिकल सर्वे ऑफ इंडिया रेज एनवायरमेंटल कंसर्न कॉलिंग फॉर सिटीजन लेड क्लाइमेट एक्शन।
क्योंकि जो क्लाइमेट चेंज का जो इशू हो रहा है, इसमें एक ही दुनिया में चीज है जो हमको ऑक्सीजन प्रोडक्शन करके देता है। आपको सबको मालूम है, सब छोटा छोटा बच्चा को मालूम है कि पेड़ ही है जो ऑक्सीजन वो कर सकता है। तो अगर ग्रीन कवर अगर अच्छा रहे तो हम लोगों को वन स्टेप हम लोग एटलीस्ट एक पॉजिटिव साइड में जा सकता है। तो इसमें एक इशू क्या हो रहा है, तो बहुत जगह में ऐसा ऐसा प्लांट होता है जिसको एंडेमिक स्पीसीज बोलते हैं, दैट दे आर ओनली कॉन्फाइंड टू दैट एरिया। जैसे कि हम अगर सिक्किम का बात ले लेंगे, सिक्किम में कुछ 20 स्पीसीज या 25 स्पीसीज ऐसा है जो दुनिया में कहीं नहीं है। तो ये सब स्पीसीज को अगर हम लोग प्रोटेक्ट नहीं करेंगे तो ये कोई भी टाइम दुनिया से गायब हो सकता है। ये सिक्किम से गायब होने का बात नहीं है, दुनिया से गायब होने का बात है। और आजकल मॉडर्न साइंस जितना तरक्की करते जा रहा है ना, हर प्लांट कुछ ना कुछ केमिकल ऐसा बियर करता है जिसको हम हो सकता है इन फ्यूचर में उसको अच्छा काम में यूज कर सकता है होगा।
Neeraj Pandey, Cluster Head, Prasar Bharati comments the events, relevance and stress responsible reporting.
अच्छा content दें और अच्छा समाज को रोशनी ले जाएं हमारा दायित्व है और मीडिया का इतना बड़ा दायित्व है कि कहीं हो नहीं सकता.
The first panel, Sikkim at the Rate 50 and Growth of Media, chaired by Bikash Basnet, Political Secretary to CM, highlight media's evolving role and the upcoming visit of Prime Minister Modi as a boost to state tourism.
Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Sikkim. So that would be the huge advertisement campaign for Sikkim. So this visit makes a wider sense, will obviously help Sikkim to flourish its advertisement campaign as well as to represent Sikkim not only in the national area but it will represent internationally as well, because we have seen Prime Minister has a huge fan base not only in India but he has fan base in abroad as well. So as soon as he visits Sikkim, all national media will have attention in Sikkim, all news portals, all social media handling, as well as Narendra Modi himself has a huge fan following in social media. So as soon as his visit will be here in Sikkim, this will make
The second session spotlighted tourism as a way of life with Secretary Tourism Prakash Chetri detailed the Kailash Manasarovar Yatra and tourism impact on the local economy.
So Manasarovar Yatra is a part of this pilgrimage tourism promotion. Now Manasarovar Yatra this year is happening from June 15th. In fact, from Delhi, the pilgrims will apply to Delhi MEA. They will have to be physically present there from 11th of June itself. So 15th, they will start from Delhi and then they will arrive to Delhi. So this year, after 6 years, we are resuming this Mansarovar Yatra. Earlier, we started from 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018 and 2019. Then it got stopped because of the border issues, as well as spread of COVID. So now after 6 years, it is being resumed. And the Ministry of External Affairs have now allowed Sikkim to have pilgrims, 10 batches of pilgrims. Each batch will have 50 number of pilgrims. So they will undergo medical test in Delhi, and then they will come to Gangtok.
The final session on countering fake news featured IPR Secretary Annapurna Ale, Editor Amit Patro, and ADG Yadav, who called for collaborative efforts and robust digital policy. The workshop concluded with an interactive question and answer, reinforcing the commitment to transparent governance and ethical journalism. Diliram Dulal, Akashvani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
Hello, food enthusiasts. Get ready to tantalize your taste buds as we embark on a flavorful journey through the delicacies of Nagaland. In today's segment, we have the pleasure of hosting Jenny, a connoisseur of Nagaland's culinary treasures. From traditional recipes to unique preparation methods, Jenny will be your guide into the heart of Naga cuisine. So sit back, relax, and prepare to savor every word as we delve into the rich tapestry of flavors that define Nagaland's gastronomic landscape. Without further ado, let's welcome Jenny to the show.
India is a land of diversity of race, community, culture, and tradition. The diversity of the country is seen in every aspect of life, including food and how they are cooked and prepared. Indian food is as diverse as India. The cuisine varies from region to region, reflecting the local produce, cultural diversity, demographic differences, and diverse palate of the people. Since time immemorial, India is known in the world as a country of curries, kebabs, and tikkas. However, India is more than just that. It offers wide-ranging cuisine. Indian cuisine can be categorized into five major groups in regards to affinity: Northern, Southern, Eastern, Western, and Northeastern. The diversity is distinguished by differing use of herbs and spices, use of different assortments, and cooking style. Among the five categories of Indian cuisine, Northeastern cuisine is amongst the most obscure in the country. It is still not properly explored by the rest of the country and the world. Northeast India is one of the most ethnically and linguistically diverse regions in Asia. Each state has its distinct cultures and traditions. The food habit and preparation are very different from other parts of India. Today, I would like to introduce you to Naga cuisine of Naga people, which spread across the states of Nagaland, Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, and Burma in Southeast Asia. The Naga tribes consist of 31 different tribes, most prominent being Ao, Angami, Lotha, Tangkul, Sema, and Zilang. Nagas are basically cultivators and hunters, and meat is an indispensable part of Naga cuisine. The use of spices is basic and very traditional. The dishes are plant and simple and use mostly plain salt and chili and herbs found in the forest. The common ingredients of Naga food include rice, variety of simple pulled vegetables, and meat. For Nagas, meat could refer to beef, pork, fish, chicken, crabs, frogs, snail, insects, and other wild animals and birds. Eating such wide-ranging meat made the cuisine eclectic in nature. Apart from the meat, different variety of leaves and plants found their way into Naga's plate. This tribal community loves their chili, popularly known in Western countries as coast chili, and is considered one of the hottest chili in the world. Let me now tell you how Naga loves fermented food. The key to flavor of Naga food is fermentation. It was said that fermentation technique of food initially evolved due to lack of salt as flavor enhancer and also for preservation of flavor, longevity, and nutritional benefit. This tribal community is said to have up to 150 different types of fermented products. Some of the products used for fermentation are meat, bamboo shoots, soybean, crabs, fish, yam leaves, mustard leaves, animal fats. However, fermented soybean, yam leaves, and bamboo shoot remains the most popular and delectable among the Nagas. To understand Naga cuisine, it is important to know the diverse fermented products used as an enhancer for various dishes. Also, the need to ferment their food arises as most of the products are seasonal in nature. Let's look at some of the popular and well-known products. Fermented meat, fermented soybean, locally called as akuni, fermented yam leaf, locally called as anishi, and bamboo shoot, locally known as bastenga. Bamboo shoot forms a traditional delicacy. It is low on fat content, high in carbohydrate, dietary fiber, and vitamins, among others. It is consumed in raw, boiled, fermented, frozen, and liquid form. The consumption of bamboo shoot is very traditional among Nagas. Fermented bamboo shoot is used as an assortment for pork curry, fish curry, and as appetizing chutneys. Akuni, or fermented soybean, is a peculiar food of the Nagas owing to its peculiar smell. It is considered an added flavor to pork and beef preparation. Akuni, or fermented soybean, is prepared by first boiling the soybeans till they are soft. Once soft, the water is strained and kept in an airtight container for a week or two. By the time it is ready, the akuni will give out a peculiar smell which is strong and pungent. It is then wrapped in banana leaves and kept near a fireplace for storing. This fermented preparation is used as an assortment and enhancer for meat dishes, such as pork and snail. Also, Akuni makes for mouth-watering chutney along with coarse chili and herbs like lemon basil, naga spring onion, and chincha. Anishi or fermented yam leaves is prepared from eatable yam leaf. The fresh green leaves are picked and washed, and leaves are then staked one after the other and finally wrapped with banana leaf. It is then kept aside for about a week till the leaves turn yellow. The yellow leaves are then ground into paste and cakes are made out of it. The cakes are then tried in the fireplace. Once the cakes are completely tried, anishi is ready to be used. Yam leaves, on the other hand, adds flavor and also act as cream paste to the meat dishes. Smoked pork with anishi is one of the favorite dishes of many Naga tribes. Rice beer is perhaps the only traditional drink of the indigenous Naga people. It is made of sticky rice, pounded and then boiled with a good amount of yeast. It is then kept aside in a tightly lit container for about 3 to 4 days to ferment. When it is ready, rice beer is wholesome, nourishing and nutritious. In olden days, Naga forefathers enjoyed the rice beer along with meat dishes coupled with folk songs. Now let's listen to the preparation of some popular Naga dishes. Pork with bamboo shoot. This is the most popular and favorite dish among the Nagas. It is cooked simply without any strong spices. The ingredients needed for this dish are pork, dry bamboo shoots, 1/2 cup, 1 teaspoon chili powder, dry red chili flakes, 3 tomatoes, chincha, garlic, water, and salt to taste. Methods of preparation. First, clean the pork thoroughly, add some salt to it and leave it aside. Crush the chincha and garlic and cut the tomatoes into small pieces. Now, put all the ingredients, crushed chincha, garlic and chili flakes, to the pressure cooker and salt it slightly. Then, add the cut tomatoes followed by bamboo shoots, pork, chili powder and salt to taste. Give it a slow stir so that all the ingredients mix well and help the meat to absorb the spices. Finally, add a good amount of water so that the pork submerges in the water. Now close the lid and cook for about 15 minutes or around 7 to 10 whistles. It is best served with hot steaming rice, chutney and pork mixed vegetables. Chicken with bamboo shoot. This dish is another favorite among Naga people. It is simply cooked dish and is healthy without any oil or strong spices. The ingredients are chicken, dried bamboo shoots, dried red chili flakes, 3 tomatoes, chincha, garlic, and salt to taste. Method of preparation. Clean the chicken without removing the skin. Cut the chicken pieces to medium size. Put the chicken into a normal cooking pot and add a good amount of water to cook the chicken and at last add chili and salt as per your requirement. Crush the chincha and cut the tomato and add everything together and bring to a boil. Close the lid and cook for about 30 minutes. Stir in between. Once the water is about to dry up, add the fresh crushed chincha and dried bamboo shoot. Cook for another 2 to 3 minutes. Let some gravy remain and serve hot with rice. Well, I hope you have enjoyed listening to me today and learned something about Naga cuisine from this short presentation.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.